今天的讲题，饥渴无余的人有福了，第三个。
Today's sermon topic is Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, part 3.
请大家翻开圣经。
Let us open our Bibles.
我们将今天早上正道经文其中一节再读出来。
And read out one of the verses from this morning's scripture.
新约圣经罗马书三章二十五节。
Romans chapter 3 verse 25.
我们找到的，我们一起读。
Let us read it together.
神设立耶稣作挽回祭，是凭着耶稣的血，藉着人的信，要显明神的义，因为他用忍耐的心宽容人先时所犯的罪。
God presented him as a sacrifice of atonement through faith in his blood. He did this to demonstrate his justice, because in his forbearance he had left the sins committed beforehand unpunished.
我们同心祈祷。
Let us pray.
慈爱天父，我哋同心感谢赞美你。
Our loving heavenly Father, we give thanks and praises to you.
感谢天父俾我哋再一次有机会、有生命气息嚟到天父上帝面前。
We give thanks that you've given us the opportunity, you've given us life and breath to come before you.
以致我哋能够喺真道上同归于一。
So that we can be united in your truth.
认识神的儿子。
To know the Son God.
得以长大成人，满有基督长成嘅身量。
So that we can reach maturity in Christ.
再一次恳求基督耶稣嘅宝。血洁净我哋。
Once again, may the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ cleanse us.
以致我哋嘅心成为一个好嘅地土。
So that our heart can become good soil.
能够领受神嘅道。
To receive your word.
主啊，帮助我哋。
Lord, may you help us.
藉着圣灵嘅大能，引导我哋进入真理当中。
That through the mighty power of the Holy Spirit to lead us into your truth.
求主帮助。
Lord, may you help us.
我哋喺主面前同心感恩、仰望、祈祷，奉主耶稣基督嘅名。
Our prayer, petition, and thanksgiving.Is in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 弟兄姊妹，时间过得好快哦。
Brothers and sisters, time passes very quickly.
今日嘅主日崇拜刚刚系2016年嘅最后一次嘅主日崇拜。
Today's service will be the last of 2016.
一年就咁过咗去。
The year has passed very quickly.
我自己常常深信一件事哦。
And in my heart, I deeply believe.
神系施恩怜悯顾念我哋嘅神。
That God is a God of grace who cares for us.
神以恩典为年岁的冠冕。
And he crowns the year with glory.
神的路径都滴下之油。
And his carts overflow with abundance.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们真的在过去一年里面。
Brothers and sisters, in the past year.
如果我们真的行在主的路径上的时候。
If we had truly walked along God's path.
我相信神给我们的恩典是丰丰富富的。
I believe that the blessings God has given us is abundant.
是我们真实可以经历的。
That we have truly experienced them.
但在这个时候我必须要提醒弟兄姊妹，也都提醒自己。
But at this time, I must remind brothers and sisters and myself
在过去几千年的人类的历史当中
that in the past thousands of years of human history
有一个客观的事实出现了
there is an unchanging truth
就是人在苦难当中的时候我们会捉紧神
that in times of difficulty we will grasp strongly to our Lord
但是当人在神的恩典当中的时候很容易离弃神
but when we are in situations of comfort we often abandon God
因为这个是人性
because this is human nature
盼望以勒加的弟兄姊妹
I hope that brothers and sisters in Jireh Fellowship are not like this.
是在恩典当中捉紧神。
That in their blessings they hold firmly to the God.
以致能够恩上加恩。
So that they can have grace upon grace.
盼望在未来新的一年度里面呢。
I hope that in the coming year.
我们能够竭力追求。
That we can pursue this goal.
成为神所喜悦的人。
To become people who God is pleased with.
因为正如今早上崇拜的宣告。
Because just as in this morning service.
在至高之处荣耀归于神。
Glory to God in the highest.
在地上平安归于神所喜悦的人。
And on earth, peace to all men on whom his favor rests.
深深盼望弟兄姊妹每一个都成为神所喜悦的人。
May all our brothers and sisters become people who God finds favor in.
要成为神所喜悦的人必须进入真理里面。
To be people who God finds favors in, we have to look into his word.
按照神的心意去追求去学习。
To pursue according to his will and his word.
在过去两次正道当中同大家思想了。
In the past, two sermons we have previously discussed.
就是神的义哦。
We have discussed God's righteousness.
我们藉着罗马书的三章二十一到二十四节。
That through the book of Romans, chapter 3, verses 21 to 26.
我们思想了神所赐给我们义的地位。
We firstly focused on the position of righteousness that God has given us.
还有义的生命。
And the life of righteousness.
是奇异的恩典。
And this was an amazing grace.
今早上呢我们会在经文的二十五节当中去思想。
Today we will focus on verse 25.
就是义的作为。
That is the deed of righteousness.
意思就是 义嘅行动。
That means the actions of righteousness.
弟兄姊妹，原来神嘅义唔系单止一种嘅真理嘅知识。
Brothers and sisters, God's righteousness is not only head knowledge.
那系一种实际嘅行动。
But it is an action.
所以你留意刚才我哋所读嘅经文三章二十五节里面讲。
Therefore, if you look at the verse that we just read, chapter 3, verses 25.
神设立耶稣作挽回祭，是凭着耶稣的血，藉着人的信，要显明神的义。因为他用忍耐的心宽容人先时所犯的罪。
God presented him as a sacrifice of atonement, that through faith in his blood, he did this to demonstrate his justice, because in his forbearance he had left the sins committed beforehand unpunished.
所以神的义的第三部分的意义是什么呢？
So the third part of God's righteousness,
神的义是一种的行动。
It was an action.
神的义是一种的作为。
It was a deed.
从经文当中给我们思想到。
From the scripture, it reminds us.
神的义就是一位慈爱的天父。
God's righteousness is that this loving heavenly father,
因着爱世上的人。
Because of his love for the world.
因为要拯救世上的人。
To save the people of the world.
所以他宁愿牺牲他父怀里的独生爱子耶稣基督。
He gave his beloved son.
为我们被挂在十字架上作为挽回祭。
To be crucified on the cross, to be our atoning sacrifice.
叫一切信主耶稣基督的。
So that all who believe in Jesus.
不至灭亡，反得永生。
Shall not perish, but have eternal life.
这个是天父上帝的义。
This was the righteousness of Heavenly Father.
也都是主耶稣基督的义。
And it is the righteousness of our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为一位天地的主，天地的神。
Because the Lord of heaven and earth.
一位圣洁公义真理的神。
The holy righteous God.
一位荣耀的神。
The glorious God.
甘愿为我们这些卑微不配的罪人，成为人的样式来到人世间。
Was willing for us unworthy sinners to become a man to live among us.
最后为我们舍身十架。
And he gave himself for us.
死而复活。
He died and was resurrected.
成就了这个永恒的救恩。
To achieve the everlasting salvation.
所以这个就是讲到神义的作为。
And this is the righteousness of God.
当我分享到这里的时候，我就想起一首诗歌的名字。
When I share to this point, I think of a hymn.
怎能如此。
How can it be that I should gain?
弟兄姊妹，犯罪作恶的是我们。
Brothers and sisters, it is us who sin and commit evil.
污秽不洁的是我们。
It is us who are filthy and unholy.
顽梗叛逆的是我们。
It is us who are stubborn and rebellious.
但是被钉在十字架上的却是主耶稣基督。
But to be crucified on the cross was our Lord Jesus Christ.
受鞭伤受凌辱的是主耶稣基督。
The one who was wounded and mocked was our Lord Jesus Christ.
遍历人世间的苦难的是主耶稣基督。
The one who suffered among men was our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以从神的义的作为当中，我们联想到一件事。
Therefore, from God's deed of righteousness,
义的背后就是一份牺牲救赎的大爱。
We see that behind his righteousness was a great sacrificial love.
所以当我们说相信主耶稣基督的时候，
So when we say that we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ,
不是单止相信主耶稣基督的名字，
It is not only believing in his name,
而是相信主耶稣基督义的作为，
But believing in his righteous deed,
相信主是爱我，为我舍己。
To believe that the Lord Jesus loves us and gave himself for us.
主藉着祂牺牲救赎的大爱，
Our Lord Jesus, through his great sacrificial love,
为我们预备了永恒的救恩，
prepared for us an everlasting salvation.
所以我盼望弟兄姊妹要常常记住。
So brothers and sisters, may we remember this.
就好像使徒约翰提醒我们，
Just as the Apostle John reminds us.
就是神爱我们，
God loves us.
差遣祂的独生子作为挽回祭来拯救我们，
and sent his son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins.
这个就是神的爱。
This is God's love.
盼望这种不是一种的知识。
I hope that this is not only head knowledge.
那是我们生命里面的内容。
But it is something that comes from within us.
还有一段经文我盼望弟兄姊妹能够常常谨记。
And there is another scripture that I hope we can deeply remember.
我都跟大家一起读出来。
Let us read it together.
新约圣经罗马书。
It's in the New Testament book of Romans.
第五章第七到第八节。
Chapter 5, verses 7 to 8.
好，找到的我们一起读出来。
Let us read it together.
为人死是少有的，为人人死或者有敢作的，唯有基督在我们还作罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous man, though for a good man someone might possibly dare to die. But he demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
弟兄姊妹，神赐下呢两节嘅经文。
Brothers and sisters, God has given us these two verses.
唔单止盼望成为我哋生命嘅一部分。
To not only become part of our daily lives.
盼望我哋喺梦中都能够记起。
May we also remember it when we're dreaming.
神更加盼望我哋去爱慕、渴慕呢份牺牲救赎嘅大爱。
God wishes for us to thirst for this great love.
然后应用呢份嘅牺牲救赎嘅大爱去爱神爱人。
And to use this great sacrificial love to love God and people around us.
这个是神的心愿。
This is God's will for us.
弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters,
不要将神的爱只是停留在我们的身上。
Do not allow God's love to stop on us.
让我们进一步的,
Let us take it one step further.
去回应主的恩, 主的爱,
To respond to God's love.
也都用这份爱去爱世上周遭的人,
And to use his love to love the people in the world.
因为他们实在很需要,
Because they truly need it.
但在这个时候我想跟大家思想一件事。
But at this time, I want to think about one thing.
基督耶稣已经降生为人超过接近二千年。
The Lord Jesus Christ came into the world as a man almost 2,000 years.
基督的大爱在教会当中也都接近二千年。
And Christ's great love has been in the church for almost 2,000 years.
但是我们怎样能够去实践回应这份基督的爱？
But how can we put it into practice?
真实的去将这份爱回应主，亦都用喺人身上咧。
How do we use this love to respond to God and to love the people around us?
我相信神俾我有个感动，有个催逼嗬。
God has given me an image and a vision.
就系我哋必须首先脱离卑贱嘅事。
We must first flee from the ignoble things.
因为使徒保罗好清楚嘅宣告。
Because the apostle Paul clearly declared.
人若自洁，脱离卑贱嘅事，先能够成为圣洁，合乎主用。预备行各样的善事。
If a person cleanses themselves and flees from the ignoble, then they can become holy to do what the master pleases.
大家知道今朝早上主日嘅崇拜系一个好特别嘅日子啊。
Brothers and sisters, we all know that this morning Sunday service is a very special day.
今日系12月25日。
Today is December the 25th.
系世人称呼呢个日子为圣诞节。
The world calls today Christmas Day.
系一个普世欢腾嘅日子。
And it is a day of rejoicing.
系一个人人热烈庆祝嘅日子。
And many people celebrate it.
但系好遗憾一件事。
But what is woeful?
弟兄姊妹，当我哋讲到圣诞节日嘅庆祝嘅时候咧
，When we talk about the celebration of Christmas，
我盼望弟兄姊妹有一个真理嘅辨别能力。
We must first have the ability to discern the truth。
纪念救主耶稣基督嘅降生。
When we remember the Lord Jesus Christ coming into the world，
我哋效法天使去宣告呢个大喜嘅信息。
When we are like the angels to declare this great news，
系圣洁嘅
，It is holy，
系光明嘅。
It is glorious.
是神所喜悦的。
It is pleasing to God.
但是圣诞节日的庆祝。
But the way that we celebrate Christmas.
却不是来自神的吩咐和启示。
Is not according to the revelations instructions of God.
却不是神所喜悦的。
It is not pleasing to God.
却是违背真理一件事情。
And it is betraying to the truth.
可能弟兄姊妹听到的时候有点震撼。
When we hear this, you might be shaken.
但是弟兄姊妹其实最震撼的是我。
But the person who is most shaken is myself.
为什么我这样说呢？
Why do I say this?
因为我由出世第五天开始。
Because when I was born from the fifth day.
我就受洗成为一个天主教徒。
I was baptized as a Catholic.
从那时候开始呢。
And from that moment.
在几十年的岁月当中。
In many days of my life.
每年我都热烈地庆祝圣诞节。
Every year I celebrated Christmas.
不单只是天主教堂庆祝啦。
Not only in the Catholic Church.
在我家中也都很多庆祝的。
But also in my family.
但是当我蒙恩归主之后呢。
But when I was converted to become a Christian.
在起初的时候。
In the beginning,
我同样热烈庆祝呢个圣诞节。
I also celebrated Christmas.
直到神将我带入真理当中嘅时候。
Until God led me into His truth.
哦，当圣灵光照我嘅时候。
And when the Holy Spirit enlightened me.
弟兄姊妹，我先发现有关圣诞节嘅几方面嘅情况。
There are several aspects regarding the celebration of Christmas.
系违背真理嘅。
That is against the truth.
系神所唔喜悦嘅。
It's not pleasing to God.
甚至会招嚟神极大嘅震怒嘅。
And it may even stir up the wrath of God.
第一个原因是什么呢？
The first reason for this.
圣诞节日的设立和庆祝。
To establish a day to celebrate Christmas.
从来不是神在圣经当中的吩咐和命令。
Was not according to the instructions of God.
从创世纪到启示录里面。
From Genesis to Revelations.
我们没有办法找到一句经文。
There is not a single verse.
神吩咐他的教会。
Where God instructs his church.
为这位救主耶稣基督设立一个节日。
to establish a day to celebrate our Lord Jesus.
来庆祝呢位救主耶稣基督嘅降生。
To celebrate our Lord Jesus' birth.
圣经从来冇咁嘅启示。
The Bible does never tell us this.
圣经从来冇咁嘅吩咐。
And the Bible never instructs us to do this.
圣经从来冇咁嘅教导。
The Bible never teaches us to do this.
圣经从来冇咁嘅命令。
And the Bible never ordains us to do this.
换句话讲咧。
In other words,
如果当我哋庆祝圣诞节日嘅时候咧
，When we celebrate Christmas Day，
呢个就好似当年嘅拿达阿比户献上燔火嘅情况一样。
This is like Nadab and Abihu who offered unauthorized fire before the Lord。
我哋做紧神所冇吩咐嘅。
We are doing what God has not instructed us to do。
究竟呢个节日又点样嚟咧？如果神冇吩咐
，So how did Christmas Day come about if God didn't instruct it？
我记得当我炒翻教会历史嘅时候咧
，When I look through the history of the church，
我发觉喺使徒时代嘅教会当然唔会有圣诞节日嘅庆祝啦。
At the time of the Acts, there was no Christmas Day celebrations。
喺主后嘅300多年嘅神嘅教会当中都冇出现呢种情况。
300 years after the establishment of the church, there was no Christmas Day celebrations。
唯有去到第四世纪。就是主后大概300多年的时间。
It started in the later ages, so roughly 300 years after our Lord Jesus.
就是当罗马的皇帝康士坦丁大帝成为基督徒的时候。
It was when the king Constantine became a Christian.
当他成为基督徒的时候呢
？When he became a Christian.
刚刚信主哦。
When he first became a Christian.
他未有真理。
He did not have truth.
在那时候他没有按照主的吩咐。
And he acted not according to God's instructions.
传扬悔改赦罪的道。
He didn't share the gospel of repentance，
使万民作主嘅门徒
，and to make disciples of all nations。
佢做咗一样咩嘅事情咧
？But what did he do？
就系用佢皇帝嘅权力
，he used his power as a king，
建立罗马帝国，以基督教成为国教。
He established the Roman as a Christian civilization。
佢命令罗马嘅公民成为。基督徒
and he told all the Romans to become Christians.
弟兄姊妹，这个是教会历史当中一个非常悲哀的事实。
Brothers and sisters, this is a very woeful truth in the church history.
因为当时如果成为罗马的基督徒的时候呢
，because at that time, if you were a Roman Christian,
会有好多的福利。
There were a lot of advantages.
广东话叫做好多的着数。
In other words, they had a lot of benefits.
而且仲是皇帝所赐下的命令。
And it was what the king had ordered.
所以整个罗马帝国
，so the entire Roman civil
里面的人民都成为基督徒。
All of the Romans became Christians.
但好可惜在这样情况底下呢
But in this situation,
教会当中就没有生命。
The church no longer had life.
教会当中没有主的真理。
And the church no longer had the truth of God.
但是最危险的一件事实。
But what was even more serious?
教会的主不在教会。
Was that the Lord of the church was not in the church.
当时也是天主教这个的开始。
At that time, it was also the start of the Catholic Church.
于是在当时的天主教的掌权的人呢
As a result, those who were under the control of the Catholic Church.
因为没有真理的缘故。
Because they did not have God's truth.
他们做了一件事。
They did one thing.
因为他们有这样的看法。
Because they had this insight.
罗马帝国里面的公民未成为基督徒的时候。
That before the people in the Roman Empire became Christians.
他们每年的12月25日。
That every year on the 25th of December.
就是他们庆祝太阳神诞生的日子。
It was the day that they celebrated God of the Sun.
根据历史的记载。
According to the records of history.
当时是举国庆祝这种的太阳神的生日。
A lot of people celebrated the birth of this God of the Sun.
但成为基督徒之后呢
But after he became a Christian,
他就会想了
He began to think,
太阳神有太阳神的生日
God of the Sun had his birthday.
我们的救主耶稣基督同样需要有他生日庆祝
Therefore, our Lord Jesus must also have his birthday.
于是他们定立了12月25日
Therefore, he ordained December the 25th.
这个原本庆祝太阳神诞生的日子呢
A day that used to celebrate the God of the Sun's birth.
成为这个人类的救主基督耶稣的诞辰
To be the birthday of our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以这个圣诞节的设立根源来自这样
Therefore, this is how Christmas was started.
不是来自神的吩咐和启示
It was not according to God's instructions.
是来自人一些可能动机良好
It was according to people who may have had good motivations.
但是错就错在违背了真理
But it directly conflicts with God's truth.
效法了世上的人去敬拜纪念假神偶像的方式
To follow in how people people of the world worship their idols and false gods.
所以由1600多年前开始。
Therefore, from 1,600 years ago,
这个圣诞节就出现了。
This is how Christmas was started.
但弟兄姊妹留意一件事情。
But brothers and sisters, take note of this.
圣诞节不单止不是神自己的吩咐和启示。
Christmas is not only not according to God's instructions.
不单止是因为人没有真理而定立的。
It was not only because of people who did not have correct grasp of the truth.
但有一件事令人更加震撼。
But what is even more shocking?
原来神非常非常之不喜这种做法。
Is that God is very displeased with this kind of thinking.
原来早在当以色列人离开埃及为奴之地的时候。
For example, when the Israelites first left the land of slavery, Egypt.
神已经严厉的警告以色列民族。
God thoroughly warned the Israelites.
当你进入迦南地之后，
When you enter into the land of Canaan,
千万不可以效法他们敬拜假神偶像那种方式来敬拜神。
You cannot worship God like those who worship their idols.
因为神是圣洁的。
Because God is holy.
神是轻慢不得的。
He does not leave the guilty unpunished.
我和大家看一看那段经文。
Let us look at that passage.
在旧约圣经的生命记第12章，第30和31节。
It is in the Old Testament, Deuteronomy chapter 12, verses 30 to 31.
好，找到我们一起读下。
Let us read it together.
那时就要谨慎，不可在他们除灭之后，随从他们的恶族陷入网罗，也不可访问他们的神，说，这些国民怎样侍奉他们的神，我也要照样行。31节，你不可向耶和华你的神这样行。
And after they have been destroyed before you, be careful not to be ensnared by inquiring about their gods, saying, How do these nations serve their gods? We will do the same. We must not worship the Lord your God in their way, because in worshipping their gods, they do all kinds of detestable things the Lord hates.
弟兄姊妹，我们留意，自从在出埃及记二十章开始的时候，
Brothers and sisters, since the book of Exodus chapter 20,
当神与以色列民族立约，
When God gave instructions to the Israelites,
以色列人成为神的国民，
When the Israelites became God's nation,
由二十章到三十一章，
From that moment, from the chapters of 20 to 31,
神赐下诫命、律例、典章，
God gave them commandments and ordained instructions to them.
教导他们怎样生活，
He taught them how to live.
教导他们怎样行事为人，
And he taught them how to conduct themselves.
但最重要，教导他们怎样献祭和侍奉。
But most importantly,God told them how to worship him and how to sacrifice.
当时一而再再而三提醒他们。
At that time, time and time reminded again.
一而再再而三警告他们。
Time and time he warned them.
不可以效法世人敬拜假神偶像那种方式用在神身上。
He warned them to not worship the Lord and your God in the way that the people of the world worship their false gods.
因为这个神是极之不喜悦的。
Because God detests this.
但当然我们知道以色列民族没有听。
But we know that the Israelites did not listen.
神有神讲，
God was speaking,
以色列人有以色列人做，
and the Israelites did their own thing.
当中只有一个人，
at that time there was one person,
就是摩西，
and that was Moses.
耶和华如此说，
whatever the Lord instructed,
摩西就如此行，
Moses followed.
所以我们发现去到出埃及记第三十二章，
therefore when we look at the book of Exodus chapter 32,
以色列人就违背了神的命令，
the Israelites did what God had instructed them not to do.
他们做了一个金牛犊去敬拜。
They cast an idol in the shape of a calf.
做了一个金牛犊来献祭。
And they worshipped it and gave sacrifices to it.
弟兄姊妹，当然本来献上牛犊是神的吩咐。
Brothers and sisters, and it was what God had instructed. It was to offer up calves.
但献金牛犊却是人加上去的。
But to cast an idol in the shape of a calf was what man did.
可能当时他们动机对啦。
Although their intentions may have been good.
牛犊不是很值钱的。
And it was not very expensive.
金牛犊就很值钱。
But a gold calf was very expensive.
明明宣告，
and they declared very clearly,
以色列啊，
Israelites,
这个就是领你出埃及地的神。
This is the God who led you out of Egypt.
他们不是拜假神，不是拜偶像。
They were not worshipping false gods or idols.
不用自己的方式来纪念神。
But they used their own ways to remember their God.
弟兄姊妹，知道当时神的反应是怎样？
Brothers and sisters, we know what God's response was.
神的反应就是他要灭绝整个的以色列民族。
God's response was that he wanted to wipe out all of the Israelites.
弟兄姊妹，神真是烈火，是轻慢不得。
Brothers and sisters, our God is a consuming fire.
很多生命当中的软弱，神还可以容忍。
There are a lot of weaknesses in our lives that God can bear.
但是当牵涉到献祭和侍奉的时候，
But when it comes to offering sacrifice sacrifices and worshipping.
如果你用神所冇吩咐嘅，
if you act according to what God has instructed us not to do,
更加效法世人嗰种方式嘅时候，
and follow in the way of the world,
系神所极之不喜悦。
God is very displeased with this.
当时有摩西喺神面前呼求。
At this time, Moses pleaded to God.
神赦免。
God may forgive them.
但系当日被杀嘅有接近三千人。
But at that time, 3,000 people died.
但系以色列民族都未学到呢个功课。
But still, the Israelites did not learn their lesson.
到利未记嘅第十章嘅时候
，When we go to Leviticus,
拿达同亚比户献祭。
When Nadab and Abihu offered unauthorized fire,
佢哋献上燔火。
The fire was unauthorized.
系神所冇吩咐佢。
And it was what God had not instructed.
神当时就击杀咗佢两个。
And at that time, God consumed them with His wrath.
但系以色列民族仲未学到功课。
But the Israelites still didn't learn their lesson.
到撒母耳记下嘅第六章嘅时候咧
，When we look at chapter 6 of 2 Samuel,
大卫要迎接神嘅约。
When David was welcoming the Ark of the Covenant into Jerusalem,
这个心意神喜悦。
This was pleasing to God.
这个行动神喜悦。
And this action was pleasing to God.
但是运送约柜的方法却是神极不喜悦。
But the way that the Ark of God was carried was not pleasing to God.
因为他们效法非利士人的方式。
Because they followed in the example of the Philistines.
用牛车来运送约柜。
They used a calf chariot.
所以当牛车倾侧的时候呢，
So that when the calves stumbled,
约柜要跌倒了。
When the ark was about to fall,
祭司乌撒用手扶约柜。
Uzzah reached out and took hold of the ark of God.
动机完全的正确。
Although his intentions were good,
但是违背了神的吩咐。
But it was against what God had instructed.
因为约柜只能够抬而已。
Because the ark of God should only be carried.
绝对不能够用手去捉我。
You should not take hold of the ark of God.
神因为他这个错误来击杀了乌撒。
And because of this mistake, God consumed him with his wrath.
但是以色列民族最大的失败是什么呢？
But what is the greatest downfall of the Israelites?
是去到耶罗波安的时候。
Was at the time of Jeroboam.
当时以色列国分裂。
At that time, the Israelite nation was divided.
分为南国和北国。
And it was separated into the north and the south.
耶罗波安成为北国。
And Jeroboam became the king of the north.
当时他就担心那些以色列人去到耶路撒冷敬拜。
And he was worried that the Israelites go to Jerusalem to worship.
所以他在伯特利设立休坛献祭。
So he made high places where sacrifices could be made in Bethel.
他设立凡民做祭司。
And he authorized people to become priests.
他更加私定了一个日子。
And he also set a day.
就是八月十五日。
And that was the 15th of August.
成为献献祭嘅日子
，to be the day where sacrifices should be offered，
神所冇吩咐嘅
，and this God had not instructed this。
弟兄姊妹，整本圣经记载
，in the throughout the entire Bible，
从来冇人敢为神订立节期同埋日子
，there is no one who dares to ordain a day for our God，
唯有耶罗波安
，except for Jeroboam。
所以当时神明明嘅宣告
，so at that time God clearly declared，
神唔单止要击杀耶罗波安
，that God not only struck down Jeroboam，
耶罗波安整个家族都要被神灭绝
，but his entire family was wiped out。
但系最大嘅危机系乜嘢咧
？But what was most severe？
耶罗波安呢种私自献祭订立节期嘅行动
，that his action of acting according to his own will ordain a date，
一直喺以色列民族当中蔓延落去
，continued throughout the Israelite history。
我盼望弟兄姊妹好好睇旧约嘅圣经
，if you look carefully through the Old Testament，
我哋发现由列王纪上嘅十二章开始。
You find that from the book of Kings, first chapter 12.
当耶罗波安犯咗呢个罪嘅时候咧
，After Jeroboam had committed this great sin，
即使佢被击杀
，He was struck down。
但呢个罪继续延续
，But this sin continued。
所以神差派众先知一次一次警告以色列民族。
So time and time again, God sent prophets to warn the Israelites，
要离开耶罗波安所犯嘅罪
，To depart from Jeroboam's sin。
但系好可惜，我哋发现历史嘅事实唔系咁。
But we find that in history。This did not happen.
以色列民族继续犯耶罗波安所犯的罪。
The Israelites continued to sin like Jeroboam did.
就是离弃了神的诫命、律例、典章。
That is, they turned away from God's ordainments and instructions.
在神的吩咐以外，订立了很多很多事情。
And they did a lot of things that were outside of God's instructions.
所以弟兄姊妹留意哦。
So brothers and sisters, take note of this.
以色列民族离开埃及已经三千五百年。
The Israelites have now left Egypt for 3,500 years.
但神任憑他們被拋在天下萬國,
but God has dispersed them to all the ends of the world.
神任憑他們家破人亡,
and he has allowed them and their families to be in poverty.
神任憑他們的子孫世世代代活在黑暗罪惡過犯當中,
and he has allowed them to continue living on in their sin.
因為他們一直犯了耶羅波安所犯的罪,
because they continue to sin like Jeroboam did.
神的憐憫何時臨到呢?
So when will God's mercy be poured out?
就在主耶穌基督榮耀再來的日子,
this was when our Lord Jesus Christ will return.
神紀念和亞伯拉罕、以撒、雅各所立的約,
God remembers the promise that he made with Jacob and Isaac and Abraham,
以色列民族要全家歸主,
that the whole family of Israelites will be turned back to God.
弟兄姊妹,和大家看了這麼多聖經裡面一些記載的時候呢,
brothers and sisters, when we look at all these records in the Bible,
我們會很容易犯一件事,
we will easily notice one thing.
今天的教會就在走當日以色列民族的舊路,
that to this day the church is continuing to walk in the footsteps of the Israelites.
今天的教會同樣犯當年耶羅波安所犯的罪,
and the church continues to commit the sin like that of Jeroboam.
10月25日聖誕節的節日的設立不是來自神,
the establishment of December the 25th is not according to God.
來自人缺乏真理不掌握神的心意而定立,
it was according to the way of man and wasn't according to the will of God.
是效法世界而定立的,
and it follows in the way of the world.
这个亦都是神所深恶痛绝,
and God is very displeased with this.
所以弟兄姊妹留意在教会的历史当中记载,
so if you notice in the records of the church history,
亦都由那时候开始,
and from that moment on,
教会进入 在教會歷史當中超過1000多年的黑暗時代,
the church has entered into the dark ages, which has lasted for more than 1,000 years.
天主教教會成為敬拜偶像的宗教,
and the Catholic Church became a church that worshipped idols.
成為沒有真理、沒有救恩、沒有神的宗教,
and it became a church that had no truth, no salvation, no God.
直到16世紀馬丁路德改革宗教的時候, 回復基督原本的信仰,
until the 16th century when Martin Luther King revolutionized the Christian faith.
但很可惜, 这一样的罪仍然流传到今日,
but shamefully, this sin has maintained to this day.
我们看到今日普世很多的教会, 仍然热烈庆祝这个圣诞的节日, 我相信超过95%.
We see that in a lot of churches, more than 95% continue to celebrate the day of Christmas.
而且今日的庆祝的活动呢,
and today's way of celebration,
连当年的正确的动机都没了,
no longer has the correct intentions that it initially had.
当年真理不对,
in the beginning the truth was not correct,
但是动机对,
but the intentions were correct.
为了纪念救主耶稣基督的降生,
it was to remember the birth of the Lord Jesus.
但是今日我们看到普世很多教会的圣诞节日的庆祝活动,
but now if we look at a lot of the ways that churches celebrate Christmas and their activities,
是将很多熟悉的布置和活动带进教会当中,
it brings a lot of decorations and activities into the church.
大家有兴趣可以网上去看一看,
if you look at it online,
教会充满很多圣诞树,
churches are filled with Christmas trees,
圣诞花、圣诞灯饰,
Christmas flowers and Christmas lights,
很多圣诞装饰,
a lot of Christmas ornaments,
甚至乎牧师传道会扮成圣诞老人,
or even preachers and pastors dress up as Santa,
派送一些圣诞礼物,
to give out Christmas presents.
很多在教会当中的年轻人呢,
and a lot of the youth in the church,
就在这个圣诞期间里面举办圣诞舞会,
during Christmas time hold a lot of Christmas parties and carnivals.
是圣诞化妆舞会,
these are Christmas festivals.
记得我和弟兄姊妹分享过在马来西亚看到一间环教会的宣传,
I remember that I shared with you in a church in Malaysia,
是热烈庆祝活有基督的圣诞,
that they celebrated a Christmas without Christ.
我看到一间教会的宣传的口号是什么呢?
And if we look at the slogan of the celebration,
圣诞最重要好玩,
it is most important that Christmas is fun.
大家一起来好玩,
come and let us have fun.
它叫做Christmas fun fun fun.
They called it Christmas fun fun fun.
弟兄姊妹,今天我们看到教会这种现象呢,
brothers and sisters, when we see this in the church,
是令人难过,令人忧伤,
this makes us sorrowful and woeful.
甚至乎我很多时候为到教会这种境况有哀哭的时候,
and a lot of times I cry because of the situation in the church.
但弟兄姊妹，在圣经当中记载的真理很清楚。
But brothers and sisters, the truth is very clearly recorded in the Bible.
如果我们真的好好看圣经的时候，
If we truly look at the Bible,
我们能够用真理的角度看今天在世界当中所发生的事情。
We can use truth to look at the world around us.
在教会当中所做的事情。
To look at the things that occur in churches.
哦，今天这种情况真的离经背道。
Brothers and sisters, this is departing from God's truth.
但是它仍然的延续。
But it continues to happen.
弟兄姊妹，不要看轻这种的罪。
Brothers and sisters, don't look lightly upon this kind of sin.
会拦阻了教会和神的关系。
It separates relationship between the church and God.
会令教会进入老底家教会的世代当中。
And it causes the church to fall into the situation of Laodicea.
因为神的荣耀会离开教会。
Because God's glory will leave the church.
教会的主也都不与教会同在。
And the Lord of the church will no longer be with that church.
因为神与人同在是神的应许。
Because God is with man, it's God's promise.
是有条件性。
There are requirements.
所以耶稣基督在马太福音28:20很清楚说。
Very clearly, Jesus said,
凡我所教训你的都教训他们遵守，我就与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
What I have taught you, teach them, and I will be with you until the end of the world.
所以当我们紧紧按照主的吩咐在教会当中侍奉的时候，
So when we follow God's instructions to serve in the church,
教会的主先会与教会同在。
Then the Lord of the church will be with the church.
大家留意老底家教会，
If we look at the situation of Laodicea,
成为没有真理的教会，
It was a church without truth,
成为没有主同在的教会，
And it did not have the presence of God,
是非常大的悲哀。
And this is a very woeful situation.
但弟兄姊妹，怎样能够摆脱这个圣诞节日的庆祝呢？
But how do we not celebrate Christmas?
已经超过1600年。
There is a history of more than 1,600 years.
我很坦诚跟弟兄姊妹说，
I will tell you very honestly.
很难摆脱。
It is very hard.
因为这个是我生命的经历。
Because this is an experience I've had in my life.
弟兄姊妹，我不是在这里讲一套的知识和理论。
I'm not talking about head knowledge or logic.
要摆脱这个圣诞节日的庆祝是我曾经经历过的挣扎。
To not celebrate Christmas Day is a struggle I've had.
一点都不容易。
It is not easy at all.
原因会拦阻咗我哋嘅。
There are four reasons why it's difficult.
本来真理好清楚嘅。
The truth is very clear.
圣诞节日嘅庆祝唔系来自神嘅启示啊。
The celebration of Christmas Day is not according to God's instructions.
明明系效法世界。缺乏真理设立的。
And it was following in the world, not according to God's instructions.
明明是神所震怒的。
And it incurs God's wrath.
我哋必须问。
But we have to ask ourselves.
点解今日普世嘅教会，我相信超过95%仍然热烈庆祝这个圣诞节呢？
Why do the churches, more than 95% of them, continue to celebrate Christmas Day?
个原因何在呢？
What is the reason behind it?
我相信有四个原因。
There are four reasons.
第一个原因就是我自己曾经经历过的。
Firstly is something that I've experienced.
缺乏真理。
Is that they lack truth.
因为不知道真理是什么。
Because they do not know what truth is.
不知道真理就会按照人世间嗰种智慧去做啦。
And because they do not know God's way, they act according to his human wisdom.
同埋即使真理嚟到嘅时候，
And when the truth comes,
我哋冇办法去明白去接受。
They cannot accept it or listen to it.
呢个就系我初时嘅情况。
This was my initial situation.
我初信主嘅时候啊。
So when I first became a Christian,
有人话俾我听一啲教会唔庆祝圣诞节嘅。
When they said that some churches don't celebrate Christmas,
我个反应就好血气。
Then my response was very hot-tempered.
有冇搞错啊？
How can it be?
普天同庆的日子，
It is a day that the world rejoices.
家家欢乐的日子，
And every family celebrates it.
竟然不庆祝，
Why do they not celebrate it?
因为我没有真理。
Because I did not have truth.
弟兄姊妹留意，
Brothers and sisters, take note of this.
纪念救主耶稣基督的降生，
That the Lord Jesus came into the world.
宣告这个大喜的信息，
He proclaimed this good news.
去分享耶稣基督十字架上所成就的救恩，
To share of the great salvation on the cross.
同这个圣诞的节日的设立半点关系都没有。
It does not have any correlation with Christmas Day.
因为这个节日的设立是来自人。
Because the establishment of this Christmas Day was from man.
不是来自神的吩咐。
It was not according to God's instructions.
但因为当我起初没有真理，
But in the beginning I did not have truth.
我会抗拒的。
And I would reject it.
我会敌挡的。
And I would not accept it.
我会掩耳不听。
And I would not listen to it.
第二个原因是什么呢？
What is the second reason?
是因为生命的软弱。
It is because of weakness in their own lives.
会留意的，当我们在人世间做很多惯常做的事，
When we do a lot of things that we used to doing,
华人有一句话，
The Chinese have a saying,
叫做积习难除，即是做惯了很难改变的了。
It's very hard to change old habits.
因为我自己做了 幾十年天主徒。
I've been a Catholic for many years.
年年都喺屋企佈置。
And every year I decorated.
哇！你忽然間叫我唔做。
You suddenly tell me not to do this.
我冇辦法接受得到。
I could not accept it.
一時間真係擺唔低。
And I could not let go of this habit.
一種嘅歷史包袱。
Because of the burden of history.
一種嘅生命嘅包袱。
And because of the burden of life.
壓制住我哋。
It binds us.
弟兄姊妹，事實上留意我哋生命當中好多嘅軟弱唔能夠擺脱，都係因為個原因。
Brothers and sisters, there is a lot of weaknesses in our lives that we can't find liberation from because of this same reason.
因為做慣咗。
Because we are used to doing it.
第三個原因係乜嘢咧？
What is the third reason?
我相信就係驚惶害怕。
Third reason is fear.
弟兄姊妹，唔慶祝聖誕節。
To not celebrate Christmas.
去宣告聖誕節呢個節日嘅設立同慶祝有問題。
To say that there is a problem with celebrating Christmas and the way that it started.
弟兄姊妹，我其實好驚。
Brothers and sisters, I am very scared.
因為我的理性告訴我聽。
Because my logic tells me.
95% 的教會都慶祝緊聖誕節。
That 95% of churches celebrate Christmas.
95% 的牧師傳道都已經慶祝聖誕節沒問題。
That 95% of pastors and preachers believe that there is no problem with celebrating Christmas.
當我要分享這個觀點的時候。
So when I share this.
當我要分享這個真理的時候。
And when I share this truth.
我知道個後果。
I know the consequences.
因為我們必然被人誤解。
Because we will be misunderstood.
必然被人批评论断。
We will be judged.
这个是我理性已经知道。
This is what my logic tells me.
所以当我准备这个信息的时候呢。
So when I prepared today's message.
其实我真的很害怕，很害怕。
I was very scared.
因为我怕承担个后果。
Because I was scared of the consequences.
当然师母又会安慰我啦。
At that time, my wife comforted me.
没什么好怕啦。
There's nothing to be scared of.
为主死都不怕咯。
You're not scared of dying for Christ.
被人批评下没什么问题啊。
To be judged by man is not a problem.
你都慣㗎啦。
You are used to it.
我回應係乜嘢咧？
What was my response?
為主死唔難喎。
To die for Christ is not hard.
怕就怕我不配為主死。
But I'm scared that I'm not worthy to die for Christ.
困難喺邊度咧？
Where is the difficulty?
係為主受苦啊。
It is to suffer for Christ.
係為主付上代價。
It is to pay the price for Christ.
呢個先係我哋驚嘅地方。
This is what we're truly fearful of.
但過去呢個星期我都好驚。
But in the past week I was very scared.
真係有得震冇得崩。
I was only trembling and
在過去的日子我都很害怕。
In the past days, I've been very scared.
因為當我這個宣告這個信息的時候呢。
Because when I share today's message.
我等於向全世界 95% 的教會宣戰。
It's like I'm talking to 95% of the church of the world.
要辨明真理的道。
To help them discern the truth.
要辨明神的心意。
To discern God's will.
神給我這個託付。
But God has given me this purpose.
因為今天的教會不能夠脫離這個罪，脫離這個限制。
Because the church of today is unable to leave this binding of sin.
我同弟兄姊妹讲。
Brothers and sisters, I tell you this.
基督教会冇前途。
The Christian church will have no future.
你留意喺过去呢几百年里面。
If you look at the past hundreds of years in the church.
主嘅教会嘅情况每况愈下。
The church of Christ has been descending.
我最近因为一啲嘅缘故，我要上网站睇一啲基督教嘅新闻。
I have because of some situations, I've had to look at some news about Christian churches around the world.
当我睇到呢啲新闻嘅信息嘅时候
，When I read the messages of these news，
弟兄姊妹，我真系喊出嚟。
Brothers and sisters, I started crying.
几多罪恶嘅事情
？There is a lot of sin.
几多不法嘅事情
？There is a lot of immorality.
几多唔啱真理嘅事情
？There is a lot of things not according to God's truth.
几多淫乱嘅事情
？A lot of immorality.
竟然喺世界各地嘅教会同埋机构里面发生
，That continue to happen in the church and in organizations.
弟兄姊妹，好多时候同我哋教会当中受到一啲嘅罪嘅限制有关。
Brothers and sisters, when we are in the bondage of sin,
所以求主帮助我哋。
May the Lord help us.
我哋需要有真理。
We need to have God's truth.
我哋需要脱离一啲生命嘅限制。
And we need to leave some bondages of our daily lives.
我哋需要刚强壮胆。
We need to be brave and courageous.
第四个拦咗我哋嘅原因，即系脱离呢啲限制系乜嘢咧
？What is the fourth hurdle for us to leave this bondage of sin?
我俾咗个名称叫做明哲保身，保护自己。
It is because of self-protection.
即系我哋今日活喺呢个世界上嘅时候咧。
Brothers and sisters, when we are living in this world,
其实好多牧师传道有真理嘅。
There is a lot of preachers who have truth.
好多有名望、有地位、受人爱戴嘅牧师传道有真理。
A lot of loved pastors and preachers who have high status have truth.
佢哋唔系唔知道呢个圣诞节日嘅设立同埋庆祝大有问题。
It is not that they don't know that there is an issue with the way that Christmas Day is established.
佢哋知道有。
They know there is a problem.
但系佢却唔去讲。
But they do not speak.
佢却唔去指出。
They do not point it out.
你知唔知点解咧？
Why is this so?
原因就系因为佢有名望。
Because they have name.
佢有地位。
Because they have status.
佢受好多弟兄姊妹嘅爱戴。
And because they have a lot of love from brothers and sisters.
当佢知道要指出呢个真理嘅时候咧
，So when they know that they have to point out this truth.
佢嘅名望有冇啦
？Then their name and fame may be lost.
佢嘅地位就冇啦
？And their status may be lost.
佢嘅弟兄姊妹就可能离弃佢啦
？And their brothers and sisters may abandon them.
当佢唔愿意付上呢个代价嘅时候咧
？When they are not willing to pay this price.
我哋见到今日喺呢个世界上好多。有真理嘅牧者传道
，We see a lot of pastors and preachers with truth.
佢哋都冇勇气行出嚟讲呢个唔啱真理嘅事情。
They do not step forward and speak out about this that is against God's truth.
所以今日教会当中出现咗好多伯特利嘅老先知。
Therefore, we see a lot of old prophets like that of Bethel.
知道真理
，who know the truth.
但系为咗保护自己
，but because of protecting themselves，
唔愿意去讲。
They are not willing to speak.
所以今日好多基督圣徒好可怜。
So a lot of Christian believers are in a woeful situation.
因为如果当牧师传道唔讲嘅时候
，Because when the pastors and preachers don't speak，
佢哋点样知道咧
？How will they know？
所以求主帮助我哋。
So may the Lord help us。
啊，四个原因拦阻咗我哋噶。
There are four things that stop us。
缺乏真理。
Firstly, the lack of truth。
生命嘅软弱。
A weakness in their own lives。
惊惶害怕。
And to be fearful。
明哲保身。
And to protect themselves。
弟兄姊妹，我唔系讲紧其他人啊。
Brothers and sisters, I'm not talking about other people。
我讲紧我自己。
I'm talking about myself。
呢个就系我过去嘅经历。
This is my past experience.
但最后我怎样能够摆脱呢?
But how was I able to break this bondage?
是跟主耶稣基督三句说话有关。
But to do with three sentences that the Lord Jesus said.
弟兄姊妹，在我蒙恩归主直到如今。
Brothers and sisters, since my conversion to Christ until this day.
主耶稣有三句说话成为我生命当中的一部分。
The Lord Jesus had three sentences that became part of my life.
让我即使面对试探诱惑的时候。
So that when I faced temptation and deceit.
面对很多挑战嘅时候
，When I faced challenges，
面对好多打击伤我嘅时候
，And when I faced a lot of difficulties and hardships，
我仍然能够站立得稳
，I was able to stand firm，
能够守住个所信嘅道
，And I was able to keep the word。
嗰三句说话，盼望亦都成为弟兄姊妹。座右铭哦。
May these three sentences also become part of your life.
就系主耶稣基督问彼得嗰三个问题。
It was the three questions that the Lord Jesus asked Peter.
你爱我比这些更深么、
哦、？Do you love me more than this?
你爱我吗
？Do you love me?
你爱我吗
？Do you love me?
呢三句说话带领咗我过去呢廿几年嘅服事。
These three sentences have led me through my last 20 years of service.
但系其实今日当我讲论到义嘅作为嘅时候咧
，But today when I talk about this deed of righteousness，
啊，仲有下半部分。
There is a second part.
因为当我哋睇到我哋今日真系要回应呢个义嘅爱嘅时候，一啲嘅难阻。
Because when we look at the difficulties we'll face when we respond to God's righteousness and love.
我们不会庆祝这个圣诞节日。
We will not celebrate Christmas Day.
但世界上仍然是普天同庆的节日。
But it is a day that the entire world rejoices.
当世人蒙昧无知庆祝这个圣诞节日的时候。
When the people of this world ignorantly celebrate Christmas.
当教会也违背真理庆祝这个圣诞的日子的时候。
And when the church in conflict with God's truth and celebrate Christmas.
究竟我们可以怎么做呢?
What can we do?
我们能不能够仍然去纪念救主耶稣基督的降生?
Are we still able to remember our Lord Jesus' birth?
我们会思念耶稣基督牺牲救
Are we able to still think about God's great love?
我哋去传扬呢个神嘅义嘅作为咧。
When we share of Christ's righteous deed,
我会从圣经当中有啲嘅领受，一啲嘅亮光同弟兄姊妹分享。
I will share with you from some verses in the Bible.
因为今日世上有啲教会佢唔去庆祝圣诞节嘅。
Because there are some churches in the world that don't celebrate Christmas.
佢哋采取乜嘢行动都冇。
And they choose not to do anything.
但我哋从圣经当中嘅教导会提醒以勒家嘅弟兄姊妹。
But according to teachings from the Bible, I will remind brothers and sisters.
正正喺呢个圣诞节期间。
That during this Christmas period.
我哋唔会庆祝呢个圣诞节日嘅本身。
We will not celebrate Christmas Day itself.
但我哋应该更加积极嘅。
But we should even more fervently.
我哋去纪念救主耶稣基督嘅降生。
To remember the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我哋去思想耶稣基督嗰份牺牲救赎嘅大爱。
To think about the great sacrificial sacrificial love of our Lord Jesus Christ.
应该无论得时不得时，传扬神义嘅作为。
So that regardless of the timing, we share of God's righteous deed.
所以求主帮助我哋。
So may the Lord help us.
今个主日先同大家打咗真理嘅根基。
So today we will set the foundation of the truth.
圣诞节日嘅设立。
About the established way that Christmas Day.
圣诞节日嘅庆祝。
About the celebration of Christmas Day.
系违背真理嘅事情。
It is against God's way.
系神所唔喜悦嘅。
And God is not pleased with it.
但系纪念救主耶稣基督嘅降生。
But to remember the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ.
宣告呢个大喜嘅信息。
To share this great news.
与世人与弟兄姊妹分享耶稣基督十字架上嘅救恩。
To share God's salvation with people of this world and with brothers and sisters.
却系喺我哋呢个圣诞期间更加应该积极去做嘅。
It is something that we should do even more fervently around Christmas.
喺教会要做。
It is something we should do in the church.
喺主日学要做。
And it is something we do in Sunday school.
喺弟兄姊妹嘅家中要做。
It's something we do in the houses of our brothers and sisters.
喺周围嘅地方都可以做。
And it is something that we can do wherever we go.
我自己有个感动啊。
Brothers and sisters, I feel very moved.
盼望明年嘅圣诞节期间。
May next year during Christmas.
神俾我哋一个异象。
That God gives us a vision.
我哋能够去到一啲地方。我哋即系能够去报佳音。
We are able to go to a place that we can share the gospel.
我哋能够做个人报道。
We can share the gospel there.
我哋能够喺一个黑暗嘅世代当中。
That in this dark generation.
更加按照神嘅心意。
That according to God's will.
按照神嘅真理。
And according to His truth.
去做我哋应该做嘅。
We do what we should do.
我哋同心祈祷。
Let us pray.
慈爱天父，我哋同心感谢赞美你。
Our loving heavenly Father, we give thanks and praises to you.
当今朝早上，我哋纪念救主耶稣基督嘅降生。
That on this morning, when we remember our Lord Savior who came into this world.
当我哋宣告呢个大喜信息嘅时候。
When we declare of this great news.
我哋真系心存感恩。
We have a heart filled with thanksgiving.
主，你赐下宝贵嘅真理。
And we give thanks that you've given us your precious truth.
成为我哋脚前嘅灯，路上嘅光。
To be the light for our path and a lamp.For our feet.
因为你定义要以勒家成为出黑暗进光明神的教会。
Because you have purpose for Jireh Fellowship to be a church that comes out of the darkness and into the light.
在过去1600多年的教会历史当中。
That in the 1600 year history of the church.
我们看到教会被很多的罪缠累着。
We see that the church has been bound by a lot of sin.
很多不合真理不合神心意的事情。
By a lot of things that are not according to your truth and are displeasing pleasing to you.
今日仍然在教会当中运作。
And they continue to happen in the church.
求主怜悯这个世代的教会。
Lord, may you have mercy on the church in this generation.
主啊，如果你要使用以勒家成为一个明亮的金灯台。
Lord, may you use Jireh Fellowship as your golden lampstand.
求主帮助我们。
Lord, may you help us.
让我们成为一群饥渴慕义的人。
To be people who hunger and thirst for righteousness.
以致我们能够完完全全得着救主耶稣基督。
So that we can completely attain our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
无论在生活当中。
Whether it is in our lives.
无论在侍奉当中。
If it is in our service.
主必与我们同在。
Lord, may you be with us.
直到世界的末了。
Until the end of this age.
主啊，洁净我们。
Lord, may you cleanse us.
建立我们。
And build us up.
成为一个神真真正正的仆人。
To be truly good servants of you.
我们在主面前同心感恩，仰望祈祷，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Our prayer, petition, and thanksgiving is in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 请坐。
Please be seated.